Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Jonathan and Kitty, and this is Weekend Perspective.
Everybody loves sunshine, but there are more reasons than just vitamin D to love the sun, and solar power is one of them. And we're joined by Sam Denyski of Matta Sun, which is a solar energy program that Madison is involved with. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me today.
So the first question is, how excited were you when you came up with Matta Sun, S-U-N, as opposed to S-O-N? Was that the marketing guys, or did you come up with that, Sam?
I wish I could take credit for that, but that was done before my time. But yeah, isn't it great?
It's perfect. So tell us kind of in a nutshell what you guys do at Matta Sun.
Yeah, so Matta Sun is the City of Madison solar program, as you pointed out. So we administer this program on behalf of the city. And basically, we just make it really easy for people to go solar, whether it's solar on their home, solar on their business, or for their nonprofit. We actually have three different programs. Each one is geared a little differently depending on what type of facility you're looking to put solar on. So we have what we call a group buy for homes, which is where we gather a bunch of homeowners together at one point to kind of drive down some of the material costs, use collective buying power, things like that. We also have a program for businesses across the city as well. This program not only connects businesses with solar installers, but it also offers some rebates and incentives as well that help with some of the upfront costs. And then we also have what we call a backyard solar program as well. And this program is specifically geared to helping nonprofits and affordable housing providers across the city as well. And this program does some of the same things that the business program does, but we offer grants as well to help offset those upfront costs even more for those types of facilities that need help the most.
So can we break down, go back to the homes first? Can we talk a little bit about that and how that program works? When you say it's a group buy, do I have to go like round up some of my neighbors and we all show up and say, we're ready to do it, or kind of walk us through how that works?
No, luckily that's my job. It's our, we're kind of tasked with wrangling all the homeowners together at one point. And what we do for that, like we said, is, you know, by getting a bunch of people together at one time, we're able to drive down some of the costs anywhere from, you know, sits to, I think it's about 17% of the typical cost of a solar array here in Madison. And what we do is, like I said, we just make it really, really easy. We select a reputable solar contractor that we know is going to get the work done professionally and right. We also negotiate a set price, again, that's typically a little bit lower than the average price. And then we also act sort of as an advisor or a consultant for each and every homeowner out there. You know, solar isn't ideal for every single home in Madison. Mine in particular has three lovely silver maples sitting right in front of it. So we understand that, you know, solar is not quite right for everyone, and we certainly are there to offer other options as well. But basically what we do is we act as a consultant and make the process as easy as possible. Solar is, you know, the technology has been around a while, but it certainly gained a lot of momentum in just the last 5 to 10 years. But it's still definitely a new technology, and folks aren't as, solar is not something that a lot of people buy. Like even larger purchases like a car or a house, there are actually sort of programs and educational materials for people that have that don't know, maybe that have not purchased a home or a car before. And so there are ways that people can educate themselves on in those respects, but not so much in solar. So that's kind of what we're here to do, is really just act as an educator, as a teacher, and as a consultant.
We're talking with Sam Denyski of Madison, which is Madison's solar energy program. So what are some things to look at when it comes to your house as to whether or not solar power would be right for your particular house?
Yeah, well, there are four things that you really want to look at. And the first one is shading. Do you have, like I said, big trees in front of your house or things like that? You also want to look at the direction that your rooftop faces. Ideally, we'd like to have, you would like to have a south-facing roof, but honestly, east and west-facing roofs are good enough now too, just because the technology has come along in such a, has come so far in such a short period of time. You also want a pretty new roof, or at least a roof that's in good condition and that is structurally sound. These panels can last anywhere from 25 to 35 or even 40 years, which is almost the lifespan of a normal rooftop. So you want to go in with a really strong, really sturdy roof. And then the last thing you want is an energy efficient home as well. If you upgrade things like your lighting, your appliances, that allows you to use less electricity. And if you use less electricity, then it means less solar panels that you have to put up on your roof.
Do the solar, how much have they changed as far as how they look on a roof? I've definitely gone by homes where I don't even notice it at first, and then I'm like, oh, look, wait, they have solar panels. They're not necessarily smaller, but they are better, right?
Yeah, a lot of the solar arrays that you see from, you know, 10 years ago or so, they're kind of makeshift. They sort of maybe look like something from Harry Potter, you know, they're kind of on stilts or whatever. Now, however, you know, the technology, the racking especially, has come such a long way. A lot of the panels can fit flush right to the roof, so it almost looks like they're integrated into part of the roof. And especially if, you know, the tile or the roof shingles are a darker color, typically solar panels are black or a very dark navy blue, you might not even notice them.
Do you have to like go up there and like clean? I mean, I never clean my windows. Do I need to clean? What do you do with the maintenance of solar panels?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people ask, especially in Wisconsin, about snow removal. And it's true, if, you know, we do have like a really big, heavy snowfall followed by a cold snap, your solar panels aren't going to produce electricity for a couple of days. But typically, you know, the solar panels always have some electricity flowing through them. They're a darker color, so they stay a little bit warmer. And because they're almost always on some sort of a angle, that snow is going to eventually just melt and slide right off. So we tell people not really to mess with your solar panels, especially if they're on top of your roof. The last thing you want is people, you know, going up on their roof in an icy winter storm and trying to clear them off. So there's actually really not any maintenance at all, which is why these systems are so popular. They really just sit there and make electricity. Panels themselves actually make electricity by a chemical reaction. So there's no moving parts, nothing really to break down there, which is why they're able to, like I said, last, you know, 25, 35, or even longer years.
We're talking with Sam Denyski of Madison, which is Madison Solar Energy Program. How popular, how much is solar power growing in Madison? Is this something that a lot of people are doing, or one or two, or how many? And is this really becoming like the new big thing?
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's really attractive across really all demographics, political identities, you name it. The cost of solar for home installations has dropped anywhere from about 65 to 75% over the last 10 years. And these projects can pay for themselves in as little as 7 to 10 years for a home array. So the economic value of it is really exciting to a lot of people. And yeah, solar is growing by quite a bit in Wisconsin, especially in the southern part of the state. Not as much in some of the northern areas, but there are certainly areas across all of Wisconsin where we're seeing booms, quite frankly, in the amount of solar that is being put on houses, nonprofits, businesses, et cetera, you name it. And even now, as you might have noticed from some news stories, the utilities are getting in on the action as well.
So as far as businesses go, were they leading the way more than individual homes, or it kind of started off really homes and then worked its way into businesses?
I'd say probably a little bit homes first, but we're certainly seeing a lot of businesses in the city and really nationwide doing this. You know, some businesses actually can see a much faster return on their investment than a home can. There are just simply more incentives out there for businesses to do this. And depending on the time of day, their utility rates might be a little bit higher as well. So this is a way for businesses to really save money, really sort of set themselves aside from their competition, and really make it really cost effective, honestly, for them to run their operations.
So how do you make it easier for businesses to get into the solar business or solar
game?
Yeah.
Thank you. So like I said, we offer sort of educational events where we come in and just sort of talk about solar. Again, we focus more on the economic impacts of solar as opposed to the environmental. The environmental is great, of course, as well. Certainly don't want to downplay that. But yeah, we come and we, educate folks on potentially what size solar array they need. We can connect them with multiple contractors so they can get multiple quotes, figure out what system is the best for them. And then we also, like I said, offer rebates as well. So the city has generously given us a pool of money to sort of incentivize these solar arrays. And that is able to really increase the popularity of solar, especially among businesses in the city.
Why does the city care about this?
Well, the city has its own 100% renewable energy goal, but obviously the city does not want to see 100% renewable energy just for city operations. So they want to sort of expand solar and really expand renewable clean energy across the city. So they have our Armada Sun program, for instance, started out as just a homeowner program, the group buy program. In 2018, we expanded it to the Solar for Business program as well. And then last year, we also added on this backyard solar grant too. So the city wants to see renewable energy spread across the city, not just for city operations itself.
I'm curious too, as far as how you said you help navigate through the different companies you can use, is it still a little bit like the Wild West as far as how many people are offering it, or is it more of a monopoly, or what's the landscape of people providing this service for homeowners and businesses?
There's quite a few solar firms in and around southern Wisconsin that will do installations for homes. Some of the solar firms, stick to residential arrays. Some of the solar contractors stick more to commercial or business arrays as well. But there's at least, I'd say, a handful, maybe even more, companies in the Madison area that will do residential installations. And we've partnered with two of them. One is Full Spectrum Solar. The other is Midwest Solar Power. They're both local companies. All of their employees here are local. They all live in the city or in the Madison area, I should say. And that's another really important aspect is these are jobs that really cannot be outsourced, right? You need people on the ground here in the city, in the state to do these installations. So it's really a good investment, not only for yourself, for your own pocketbook, but really for the community as well.
How long does it, like a typical installation? I mean, I guess it depends on the house, right? But is it like putting on a new roof? They just come in there and crank it out kind of, or?
It's actually quite quick. All of the planning and getting the permits and, sort of figuring out the size and the incentives of the system take a little while. But the actual construction itself will only take a day or maybe two if it's maybe a particularly tricky house or particular tricky situation.
What's the best way for people to get started if they are interested in what you guys offer?
Yeah, so the best thing to do if you're interested is to go to our website, madisonsolar.com, MadisonSolar.com. And there is a button in the top right-hand corner of the page that says, I'm interested. If you're interested in solar for your home or maybe for your business or a nonprofit as well, you can click on that, fill out a little bit of information. We evaluate both your rooftop and your electric use for you, kind of made some suggestions based on your use, what type of what size array you'd need, some of the incentives you might be able to qualify for. And then if your situation looks good and if you're interested, we pass you on to one of our contractors. And from that point, they will come out and do some of the more technical aspects. Obviously, down the road, they will do the installations as well. And that's sort of how it works. It's actually a really easy, really straightforward process.
And then you can brag to your neighbors.
Exactly.
Right?
That's right. Bragging is a very important part of this.
Sam Denyski with Mattison Solar Energy Program, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
And thank you for listening along with Jonathan Sutton. I'm Kitty Dunn for Weekend Perspective.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.